BBC News. The UN Special Envoy to Syria says he's satisfied there's been a significant drop in the level of fighting since the introduction of a temporary ceasefire on Monday. Staffan de Mistura said he hoped aid deliveries would start very soon, and the priority was organising a convoy to rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Russia has accused rebel fighters in Syria of more than 20 violations of the ceasefire so far and called on the US to use its influence to stop them fighting. The Russian Foreign Ministry warned that provocation by armed groups could derail the joint initiative by Moscow and Washington to resolve the conflict. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, has said Russian hackers are trying to undermine the global anti-doping system by releasing material stolen from its computers. The Kremlin spokesman has said there's no question of Moscow being involved. A Russian news agency has published details of banned substances being taken under prescription by US sports stars, including the gold medal-winning gymnast Simone Biles. Israel's former president, Shimon Peres, has been rushed to hospital after suffering a stroke. The 93-year-old has been sedated and is breathing with the help of a respirator. Israeli media is quoting hospital officials describing his condition as serious and saying he is bleeding on the brain. The leader of the FARC rebel movement, Rodrigo Londoño, known as Timoshenko, has returned to Colombia from Cuba to seek the approval of his organization for a peace accord signed with the government last month. He's on his way to a jungle camp where FARC members are meeting at the weekend. New research into mammal reproduction suggests that in principle it might be possible for humans to conceive children without an egg cell. British scientists said they'd produced healthy baby mice by fusing sperm with reprogrammed cell material. BBC News.